Kia ora, bula banaka, talofa lava, halo, and a warm welcome to the Business Link Pacific podcast series. Business Link Pacific connects growing businesses in the Pacific Islands region with quality business advice. Hosted by Emma Crawford Falakeono from Business Link Pacific, this podcast series showcases experienced professionals from our growing network. Sharing invaluable insight and expertise, our guests offer a unique view on doing business in the Pacific.
Hello and welcome to the Business Link Pacific podcast series. I'm your host, Emma Crawford Falakeono. All businesses should pay special attention to obtaining, improving, and retaining the knowledge and resources needed to operate efficiently. But growing businesses in particular have to be creative in the way they do this, often because of limited time and resources. Today's podcast examines the topic of building capacity and sustainable opportunities in Papua New Guinea. With us on the phone, we have Anthony Sarafkuma, General Manager at Spectrum Consultancy Services based in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. Hi, Anthony. Welcome to the Business Link Pacific podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Ms. Emma, for inviting me for this podcast series.
So should we get straight into it? Can you tell us maybe a little bit about Spectrum Consultancy Services? What does the firm do?
Spectrum Consultancy Services is a business service provider operating in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. We provide services such as MLB software, MLB software training to our clients, business consultancy in terms of tax, accounts, and human resources, and tax advisory services. Spectrum Consultancy is a MIOB silver partner, and we will become a MIOB gold partner. Last 3 years, we were able to reach out many clients out of Port Moresby, and as an education partner, we run a number of workshops in Port Moresby as well as outside of Port Moresby. So far, close to 400 participants attended from our workshop, which include small business owners, staff from different corporate bodies, and individuals. Spectrum Consultancy Services also a gap. We are proud to say that Spectrum is one of the pioneers to introduce MIOB cloud-based system to Papua New Guinea about 3 years ago. During that time, most of the businesses were using the classic MIB system. What makes Spectrum Consultancy different from other service providers is we have the drive to reach out our clients outside of Port Moresby. So most of the time, we travel to our clients, we provide business services, and we create a value for them. I would say that is a differentiating factor for Spectrum Consultancy Services.
Well, Anthony, that's pretty impressive. Having 400 participants attend your workshops is something to be very proud of, so well done.
Thank you for that.
So I know you, Anthony. We've met and we've worked together personally over in Papua New Guinea. And I know that you completed your degree, your BA degree, and education in Sri Lanka. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience in it? Your experience in practicing in a different country, so in this case, in practicing in PNG, and tell us why you decided to set up in Papua New Guinea in the first place.
Okay, I completed my early education in Sri Lanka with a bachelor degree, and I'm a member of Chartered Accountant of Sri Lanka, and also member of CPA Papua New Guinea, or CPA PNG. My first work experience in PNG with one of the education institute. I joined as a finance manager back in 2012. Until we formed the Spectrum, I was with the education institute. About 3 years ago, we set up this company specially to help the small businesses to have their system and to upgrade to the latest solution and also educate the small business owner how best they can operate in the business world. As a professional working in Papua New Guinea for the last 8 years, I know PNG very well. It's become my second home. And I'm glad that I'm here to help small businesses to success. There's a lot of need in terms of quality business services and system in PNG. I believe that Spectrum is playing a vital role to fulfill that need for small business owners. One of the differentiating factor we make here in Papua New Guinea that we are able to reach to the small businesses, various part of PNG. In other words, we go to the businesses. We travel out of Port Moresby and we go to remote places. We go to the places where there is little bit of internet connection, but still we are able to provide our services to them. So that is a key motivating factor why I came to Papua New Guinea and why I decided to set up the Spectrum here.
So that completely makes sense why you would move to Papua New Guinea. And it's great to hear that after 8 years in the country, it feels like your second home. It seems like you're doing great things over there. And it's you know, I've seen firsthand the impact that you've had in SMEs, local SMEs. So when it comes to obtaining, improving and retaining the knowledge and resources needed to operate efficiently, what are the three recommendations you have for SME owners? I know it's hard to just pinpoint it to three, but what would those three recommendations be?
I would suggest the small businesses, they need to have the right idea or the innovation in terms of what industry they want to operate, what are the product and services they want to supply to the market, and they need to understand the need of the customers. So they need to be innovative and they need to have this business idea as a starting point. Small businesses, when they have the right idea and the right start, that will give them a strong foundation to move from the starting point. Most of the small businesses, when they have the funds, they want to follow the other businesses. Or they want to follow the industry they are familiar. Then what will happen is, sometimes they are duplicating the same services and the product, and they may lose the market competition. So any small businesses, my first suggestion is to have that right idea and to try something different or be innovative. My second recommendation to the small businesses is to manage the finance carefully. Finance is the backbone of any businesses. So most of the small businesses, when they receive the fund or when they receive the income, sometimes they spend it without having a proper plan or without having a proper budget. So when they overspend, that give them a financial pressure and they may end up losing the business in 1 year or 2 years' time. So having a proper financial management and policies in place help the businesses to travel through this the steady process. In other words, to face the economic challenges without any problem. One of the successful businessman once he said in an interview, he runs about 100 plus companies in that group. So when they asked, what is your secret of success? He said, every day morning, I check the cash flow of my businesses, and then that make me to feel satisfied my businesses are doing okay. So managing the cash flow is very important factor. Small businesses, sometimes they bring the personal finance or personal financial need or family matters into the business. That should not be the case. Family matters should be out of the business. And in the accounting term, we call it as a accounting entity concept. That means we have to treat our business as a separate entity or separate person. And we need to manage the finance also in that manner. So we should not bring the family pressure or family financial need or family financial crisis into the business, then that will affect the business as well. There must be a saving culture for any businesses. Generally, they say it, we need to have a one-third of, you know, saving culture. In other words, if we receive $300 income or 300 kina income, at least we need to save $100 or 100 kina. So end of the period, we can have enough saving, then we can look for another investment or we can expand the business. So my point of view, having a solid financial management and the policies are very vital to any small businesses as a startup. My third recommendation to small businesses is to have the right mindset. The right mindset is very important to any small business owner to make the business to success and face the challenges. Having a business of your own is not a simple task. It is not like you are working for a company and you get your pay end of the fortnight or end of the month. So it's not like that. You have to work hard for every toya, work hard for every dollar, work hard for every kina. So there may be challenges in a big way, challenges in a small way, but they should not lose the hope. They have to be tough. They have to have the strong mindset to face the challenges. Because some business owners, when they face the challenges, they lose the hope and they stop the business. Or they move from that particular business adventure. Or they look for another job. That shouldn't be the case. When we face the challenges, we have to see what are the challenges, how we can overcome, or how we can minimize those challenges in a way that it will help the business to success. So in summary, the business owners need to have a right idea or the innovative ideas. They need to manage the finance properly, and they need to have the right mindset. So those are the key factors will help any small businesses to succeed.
There are three really good points that you mentioned there. Just following up on your point number three, your third recommendation, you know, having that right mindset. How important do you think it is to actually go in to starting a business with the expectations that it's not going to be easy?
Yeah, it's a level of risk any businesses or any business owners want to take. So that's where the first two points will help them, the level of finance you have at the moment, and also the business area you want to start. So when those two factors are in place, and it will help you boost your mindset to go and start something, okay? So any business owners, to make sure that their finance is okay, their family is safe in terms of financial need, and they are going to start a right business model. So those factors will help to have a right mindset, then they need to work hard. So the hard work, commitment, passion towards what you do every day. Any successful businesses have a humble start. You take Facebook, you take Google, you take Microsoft, you take IBM, any big businesses in the world, they started somewhere in the garage, somewhere in a small room. Some brilliant people ideas come together and they become a bigger business nowadays. So that's a motivation I would suggest all the business owners need to have.
Nice. And it's quite easy with these success stories to actually learn from the success stories, but also the failures of these big businesses as well. Someone mentioned to me before, you know, we hear of these big names like Microsoft and Facebook and these big technology companies, but actually we never hear about the early stage failures that they had as well. So it's good to just set those expectations that everything is not going to be smooth sailing. But like you said, if you've got the right mindset, you can get through it. So talking of successful businesses, how does Spectrum Consultancy build sustainable opportunities in Papua New Guinea, particularly for growing businesses?
Spectrum provides the sustainable opportunities the way we give the solution to the businesses. Number one, the cloud solution. The cloud solution removes the paperwork in number of businesses. It creates the time saving and it creates the product efficiency, and then the information is readily available to the business owners to make the decision. Many businesses in Papua New Guinea they are in need of the system, and mostly they have the less information about the cloud-based solution. So when we approach them and give the information about the cloud-based solution, and when we provide the software, that make their eyes open. They can see the bigger picture. They can see how effectively the system can play a vital role in terms of creating efficiency. And well, another advantage with the cloud system is you can have the online documentation. So that release the worry of losing your documents or looking for the documents at any time, or even the requirements of tax or the audit. You can have your document served in the cloud portal. Number two, Spectrum play vital role in terms of educating, in terms of sharing knowledge. So when we go to the clients, not only we provide a solution to them, we educate them and we share our knowledge with them. We tell them how they can do a job better, how they can improve a process better, even how they can minimize the waste or the waste of time or the documents they have in their organization. We also provide solutions such as small network solution, email solution, their social media upgrade. So those kind of small work also we provide to them. So we are not only giving a system to them, we are educating them how to use it. We are helping them the most of the benefit they can get it out of the system. And also we want to create a value for the service we provide to them. The next opportunity we provide to our client is the business advice. We take time to sit down with the business owners and talk to them, and we understand what is their pressure or what they want to achieve, what is their ultimate goal they want to achieve. And we see their finance, we see the resources, we observe how they manage the resources. Then we give our recommendation to them. As example, is we had a client. They operate in the construction industry. Most of the time, their equipments are idle. Then they have a large number of the skilled laborers. So they are waiting the project to start. Then we get them an idea, why don't you focus on building the houses, or why don't you focus on providing the building solution to the small clients? So that's eye-opening for them. So that is one of the examples how we play a role to provide them an opportunity to understand the areas they can do well. We also encourage the small businesses to overcome their limitations, overcome their challenges. We also help them to seek the finance opportunities, and also we link them with the financial organization if they look for a loan or any other financial need. So those are some of the examples how Spectrum involved with the small business owner to creating the opportunities for them.
And while we're talking about how you're involved in those opportunities, maybe you can tell us a bit about your current work with BLP specifically. Do you have maybe one experience that you want to discuss or highlight?
Sure. With the BLP, we have already completed two projects. Right now, we are working on two projects. In this year, this month, we are going to bring another two new proposals. The one we completed, I would say an example, the client based in Mishima Island, that is part of the Milne Bay province. It's about 2 hours flight from Port Moresby to reach the island. I would say it's a remote island, little bit of internet connection, no financial institution operating there. They had to come to the mainland to do their banking activities. The client called Mishima Guest House. It's owned and operated by a woman association in the island. So when we went there, we noted that they don't have a system. They don't have a policies and process in place. They mainly operating on a daily collection and managing the payments. So we provide the MIOB software for them. We gave them on-the-job training to them. And also we assisted them to do the data entry. We provided them into the business plan for 2020 and 2021. And also the business, the tax advisory. So we spent about 1 week with them, myself and one of my staff there in the island. And they are really impressed end of the day, and they appreciated the role or the service provided by Spectrum. And also they really appreciated the assistance come from Business Link Pacific. So Business Link Pacific able to contribute 50% of fees, so client only paid the 50%. I would say that is one of the success story, because we are able to help the women association. They are running a business, and also we are able to provide our ideas to them, the work they can do better in that particular island.
So how can people get in touch with Spectrum Consultancy Services?
We are mainly based in Port Moresby, and they can contact us through the Facebook page. It's called Spectrum Group PNG. We are 24 hours responsive. And also they can reach us through the email, that is spectrumgrouppng@gmail.com. And also they can give us a call through 701-44-663. So either they can contact us through the social media or email, or just give a telephone call and we would be able to respond to them.
Perfect. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really informative. If I was to summarize, I think I really liked, and what I'll take away from it is your three recommendations for SMEs. First of all, have that right idea, be bold, follow what you think is correct for the market, try something different. Once you've got the idea and you know the direction you want to your business to go, or the industry that you want to be in, it's really important from the very start to manage your finances carefully. That includes planning, budgeting, and also looking into the future and forecasting as well. And then finally, the third recommendation for current SME owners and also potential SME owners is you need to have the right mindset. So no matter how good your idea is, unless you've got that right mindset to drive the idea forward, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a success. So do you have any final comments that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I would like to thank Business Link Pacific doing this activity in Pacific countries. It's really a helpful initiative to the small business owners to come forward and get the service from the advisors like us, and they can enjoy the benefit of subsidy from the BLP, and they can get the real professional services, and it will help the businesses to move to the next level. So I really appreciate what BLP is doing right now, and I encourage the small business owners to come forward and approach business advisors like us for their business services needs.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anthony. And likewise, we really enjoy working with advisors like yourselves and to continue to support both you as an advisor and also the SMEs in Papua New Guinea.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you for your time.
If you're interested in connecting with a business advisor in Papua New Guinea, you can contact Apio Timoki, Business Link Pacific's in-country representative in PNG, on png@businesslinkpacific.com to set up a consultation. If you're not sure what type of advice you need, the free online business health check in the Business Link Pacific portal helps you identify where there may be gaps in your business that could benefit from quality business advice and support. From there, you can connect with the right business advisor for your needs. Visit businesslinkpacific.com and click on the Business Health Check tab to get started. Thank you for joining us for this Business Link Pacific podcast, and many thanks to Anthony from Spectrum Consultancy Services for sharing his expertise and insights with us today. Please join us for our next podcast, where we'll be exploring yet another topical business conversation with a special guest from our Business Link Pacific Advisor Network. Until then, thanks for listening.
stay connected with BusinessLink Pacific by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. BusinessLink Pacific, connect your business with quality advice.